7.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number 3 of the show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231, that is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Doesn't matter if it's political or personal or anything else in between, we'll talk to you about it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, and we put them up on our website, because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. We want to show you off. It is not a beauty contest, girls. All we require is that you be a lady, and that you send us a validated photo. In fact, you don't even have to be a lady. You just be a female. As long as you send us a validated photo, that's all that's important. Because, man, what you've told me that I guess not all women are ladies.
I'm not going to step in on that one.
Well, that's what you told me.
Yes.
I refer to them all as ladies.
It does seem like a safe bet.
Until proven otherwise, I suppose. But yes, you can send us your validated photo, which means that you prove in the picture that you listen to Free Talk Live. And there's some creative ways that people have done that. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Also, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, I told you, Manwich, that we would have coming up an email from somebody that actually believes in a smoking ban.
I'm interested.
Here it is. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Personally, I am for the smoking ban, says Glyn, G-L-Y-N. I believe that's pronounced Glyn. He's from Great Britain, by the way, because we were talking about Britain passing a smoking ban last week. And actually, Glyn claims that only the House of Commons has passed the smoking ban, which means that it hasn't actually gone into effect yet. I was under the impression from the article that I read, which was from the London Times, that it actually had passed and was going into effect next year. But nonetheless, they're moving in that direction. And he's for it. Now, before you do that whiny impersonating voice, oh, I don't like the smell. Don't patronize me, Yank. Let me interject and point out the distinction between smoking in pubs and driving cars and using knives. As long as you drive safely, you won't cause harm to others. As long as you use a kitchen knife safely and, say, don't plunge it into another man's chest, it won't cause harm to others. However, there is no way that you can breathe in secondary smoke without having an increased risk of lung cancer. There is no safe way to smoke. If it was just yourself who you were poisoning, I'd say, hey, it's your body, go for it. But it's not. It's mine you are poisoning as well, and I don't think that's fair.
Well, wait a second. This is so, this argument, it's so away from what the point is. Look, here's what's not fair. It's not fair for you to come into my business, whether I've invited you in or not, and tell me as to how I can run it.
That's right.
Like, you can come in and work and, you know, do business with me on my terms.
Yeah,
you can leave.
Nobody has forced you to come into contact with secondhand smoke. And we could actually draw out the studies that show that really the secondhand smoke claims that the governments are making out there and the anti-smoking zealots are making are really exaggerated. We could drag out those statistics if we wanted to, but let's presume that they're accurate. Let's presume that secondhand smoke is deadly.
Yes.
From all the evidence...
Noxious gas. Chlorine gas, as a matter of fact.
From all the evidence, it's not. But let's presume that it is. You're not being forced to be around it. If you're in your house, you get to decide if
Absolutely.
People smoke or not. So, therefore, you can have a totally smoke-free house. You can go to you can work at a business where there's no smoking. So, therefore, your business would be smoke-free. Nobody has ever forced you to step inside a bar. No one has ever forced you to step inside a club, places where you'll typically find smokers.
But if I'm a club owner or a pub owner, people have forced me not to have cigarette smoking in my establishment.
That's right.
The one I paid for. I paid for the tables there. I paid for the table cloths that go on the table. I paid for everything. I serve drinks to people that pay me for it, and they're telling me how I can run my pub.
Why don't they just tell you to not serve alcohol anymore while they're at it?
Absolutely.
Then who's going to come there? Come on and listen to music at my club. We'll serve you Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go on with some of his claims here. He says, I'm sure you'll jump up and down and say, if you don't like it, go somewhere else. Well, the answer is I can't. Every pub and club is full of oppressive, clawing secondary smoke. It's disgusting, harmful to my health, and I don't see why I should have to get lung cancer just because someone has to get their nicotine fixed.
It's true that most bars do have cigarette smoke in them. I would have to say that I'm not familiar with too many bars that aren't that way prior to the ban here in Florida. Now there are many. But it doesn't change the fact that it's their bar, and
that's
they
right.
get to do what they want with it.
Stop going to clubs and stop hanging out at these places.
You don't have to go.
That much. And if you believe that there are other people out there like you, and there must be, I mean, certainly, Glenn, you can't be the only person who doesn't like encountering smoking in bars and clubs, right? I mean, there's got to be another few people out there, maybe a few thousand people, that agree with him. Don't you think, Manwich?
I would have to.
So here's your opportunity, Glenn. Obviously, the government's already gone and taken care of this for you and mandated that people get rid of smoking. But if that hadn't happened, if indeed every single club and bar in the city has smoking, that is your chance, my man. That is your chance to open up London's first smoke-free club and bar. You want to talk about, you'll get press coverage, man. I mean, if you really are indeed the first location that has a smoking ban inside their club and bar, that's worthy of, I think that's worthy of a story on the news, don't you?
It would get someplace somewhere.
Yeah, well, especially among non-smokers. The word would spread pretty quick, don't you think? I mean, people would be demanding this. It's clear that he's really serious about this. It's clear to me that Glenn really enjoys going to bars. He really enjoys going out to clubs.
I do too.
I don't at all. I can't stand that kind of behavior personally. But if that's what you dig, go for it. If you can't find a club you like, open your own. Don't have the money? Well, find somebody to bankroll it. Find some investors. It sounds like a fine business plan. Advertising to non-smokers saying, come here, you've got a clean atmosphere.
It's got a hook.
I totally agree. Anyway, he says, perhaps you should consider which part of this you don't like. Is it that you resent not being able to light up? Or is it that the government is meddling in people's lives? Well, I don't smoke cigarettes.
I don't smoke cigarettes either. Sometimes with a beer, but rarely.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my entire life, yet I totally support smokers' rights to do so on their own private property.
Yeah, I think that it's the government's meddling, and it's not just the government's meddling, it's this whole democracy nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, that somehow 51% of the people know better what 100% of the people should do.
And I don't care if it's 70%, which is what it was here in the state of Florida when they passed the ban
here. I don't
care
if it's 90%.
Yeah, 70, 90, 99%? It's supposed to be a free country. Now, I don't know about Great Britain. Obviously, that's not supposed to be a free country, but this one is. And that means that you should be free to do as you choose on your private property so long as you're not harming anyone else. And, of course, Glenn could drag out, well, you're harming me. Well, go away. Go away. What if I take off my pants inside my... What if I'm in my business and I want to take off my pants? You could claim that I'm harming your eyes. In that particular case, are you going to ban all nudity from inside businesses because you might feel bad about it? Go somewhere else. It's not your business. You're just a customer. And no, the customers aren't always right.
Well, they're always right when they talk to the business owner. They're not always right when they go and get legislators to enforce their will.
He says, what if in this instance government meddling means that I don't have to pay so much in taxes towards treating the millions of my fellow countrymen with smoking-related illnesses? Ah, now that is an interesting point. But he's concerned with the socialist healthcare system.
I have to concur.
And in a socialist healthcare system, everybody pays for the healthcare of everybody else. It's government redistribution of wealth, it's inefficient, it's bad, it's dangerous, but they have a major case of it over there in Great Britain. And that is his most salient argument so far. But of course, the answer there is not to crack down on smoking.
Crack down on socialism.
The answer is to end the stupid socialist healthcare system that you have. That way you won't be forced to pay for the mistakes of others. That way you won't be forced to pay for the indiscretions of people that are around you. And you'll only have to be worrying about yourself.
Remember, this leads to no steaks, no candy bars, no nothing. The same line of reasoning.
We're coming back with more. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic. Documented. Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the bulletin board system. We've got over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through, about 1,200 people interacting there, and it's all for free. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all on the bulletin board system for free at freetalklive.com. So we were talking about this email from Glenn in Great Britain, and he's for this smoking ban idea because he likes to go to clubs and he likes to go to bars, but he doesn't like cigarettes. And that's why he's for it, because he wants to legislate business owners' behavior. Mm-hmm. He thinks he should be able to control the businesses of others via legislative fiat, as opposed to simply going up to the management and saying, hey, have you ever considered having a non-smoking night here?
You know, and whatever reasons it is that you think that you can should be able to control people's actions by a legislation like that, it just means that all they have to do is come up with reasons to control yours.
That's right.
If you want your freedom, you've got to give it to other people.
That's the catch with freedom. Yeah, it's something that I definitely want, and I'm willing to give 100% freedom to everybody else. And you're right, man, which eventually they're going to come down on what it is that you provide, the service that you provide. And he made a point about socialized medicine. He said he doesn't want to have to pay for all these cigarette smokers and whatever sort of surgeries or treatments that they'll need down the line from smoking cigarettes. And I agree. You shouldn't have to pay for the indiscretions of others. People should be free to make their own mistakes and have to pay for them when the time comes. In fact, that actually might make it so people are less likely to smoke. If we were to end the socialist healthcare system, it might make it so people are a little bit more responsible with their health. Instead of thinking, well, what's it matter? I don't have to pay for this healthcare. Somebody else is going to pay for it. I'll smoke till I die. I'll drink every night, smoke cigarettes, and cut my toes off. I mean, it doesn't. Who cares if you don't have to pay for it? But if you realize that you're going to be the one footing the bill, then it might change. It might possibly modify your behavior. So actually ending the socialist healthcare system may encourage people to smoke less.
I don't know if I agree with that reasoning, but it certainly doesn't incentivize them smoking, and that's a bad idea.
Another reason that we want to get rid of the socialist healthcare system is because it's going to also lead down the line with this same rationale, Glenn, the same rationale of, well, I shouldn't have to pay for these people's mistakes. What about people that eat fatty foods?
Yep.
What about people that have bad diets? People that support socialized health care will say, well, we're going to have to regulate everyone's food intake because it's costing us too much.
Skydivers, scuba divers.
Any risky activities.
You know, that's how it goes. People that run with knives and people that drive cars. It's just, you never know, Glenn. And I know you were looking to avoid the knife and the gun and the car argument, but you can bring it right back around to that stuff, man. You want to take away somebody else's right. And I'm not talking about the right to smoke. I'm talking about the right to have people smoke in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You own it. It's like your house.
Yeah, you're allowing people in. It's your choice who comes in, and it's your choice to go there. So let's let people choose. What's so wrong with that? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Tom in New York. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind?
I called in a couple of weeks ago to tell you guys about the documentary involving the Free State Project that we're making.
Yes. Now, what was the title of this documentary?
A Candid World.
A Candid World. Is it just about the Free State Project, or is it about other things as well?
Well, it's addressing many of the political issues that many of the members in the project are addressing. So it's the real-world application of it.
I see. So what's been going on?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we went up for that snowball raid.
Right.
We met some of the people in a meeting beforehand, and then we followed the student with the snowball raid, and we got some footage of that, and we put it up on our website so people can check that out, give them something to look at.
What is your website? Is it easy to go to?
Yes, it's www.candid-world.com.
Candid-world.com. So I guess as you are going through producing the film, you'll be posting some other clips, or what do you got planned for your site?
Well, we're going to give an update as to, you know, once we obtain some sponsors, stuff who's sponsoring us, and we'll give an update on as we develop our shooting schedule and things of that sort, where we're at.
Did you find that when you were in New Hampshire for the snowball raid, did you find that the participants there were pretty excited about what you were doing?
It was a little bit of a mix. We had some people, I think, at the beginning, you know, that had their reservations, which was expected. Whenever somebody's going to be on film, we expect them to have some concerns. But I think by the end, we met and talked with some of those people personally, and I think by the time we left, yeah, the people were pretty excited about it and willing to.
Very cool. Where are you sending your cameras to next?
Well, right now we're really focusing on more of the pre-production. That was kind of more of a scouting effort that we did.
Right.
The footage that we have up there really isn't indicative of the style of the film. It's just to kind of give a taste to people. But what we'd really like to do is head over to New London, Connecticut. That'll probably be the first place that we try to head with all that's going on out there.
Mm-hmm. Meet up with Lauren Canario, the Free State Project member that's actually living in New London, perhaps.
Yeah, actually, we met her at the Snowball Raid, and we're hoping to contact her and see if she'd be willing to participate in all that.
So I guess in pre-production, you sort of decide where you're going to go, who you're going to shoot, what you're going to be doing throughout the entire production process. Is that how it works for a documentary, pretty much?
Yeah, we kind of have that idea and the whole kind of film in our head. Right now, what we're really focused on in pre-production is raising the budget to actually go and execute it. So that's what we're going to be focusing on mainly right now. And
yes, these things do cost money, don't they?
They do cost money, but we have a pretty clear plan on how we want to get it. And,
Very cool. I'm sure that you guys are probably going to be making it out to the Pork Fest this year, yes?
Oh, absolutely. That's
fantastic. Well, if everything works well for Free Talk Live, we should be there this year. I can't promise, but the plan is in the works for us to be present as well. So we look forward to seeing you there. Tom, anything else on your mind tonight?
That'll do it.
Thanks for the call, man. Thanks for keeping us up to date on your film. It's pretty exciting sounding. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
I did see that Snowball Fight film.
You did?
Yeah, it was sent to me by a friend.
Oh, neat.
And it was kind of interesting. It was 2 minutes long. You know, I didn't have to commit a lot of time. It's
right.
Good for me. You know,
short is good.
Short attention span.
Exactly. All right, coming up, the conservative reform game. We'll talk about what those conservatives are doing with reform. It's silly. And actually, I want to finish Glenn's email, because he segues into a second topic here. One final rant. You do not have the right to sleep with 13-year-old girls. I don't care what they do in some African tribes. You live in a civilization where this is seen as just plain wrong for many legitimate reasons. I'm sure that your offhand comment wasn't meant that way, but you should be very careful about what you say on the air. I'd hate to see you branded as someone that thought kiddie fiddling was okay. So, yours sincerely, from Glenn. If I miscommunicated, I certainly didn't mean to. I don't support the practice, but at the same time, I don't really care. I'm not going to go out and get angry about it if it happens. It's, as far as I'm concerned, a consensual act. And as disturbing as you might find it, and as dangerous and risky as it might be, I'm not going to waste my time trying to prosecute this guy, whoever the guy is that's in question here.
I'm all for it.
You're all for prosecuting?
I'm for people that mess with 13-year-olds, not if they're marrying them.
Oh, okay. What about 15-year-olds?
You know that, well, how old's the guy?
20.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, see, now we're into the question of who sets what age and what age is appropriate and who's to make that determination, and it all just seems like a big waste of time. I think that parents should be aware of what their kids are up to. They should be educating their kids about sex and telling them to be careful. And these guys that are doing these sorts of things, better look out, because eventually an angry father is going to be getting their hands on them. I think that would be the most effective kind of punishment. This is your show, Conservatives Reform. We'll talk about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. fibers. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulb. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund. Here's the number to call to order.
800-380-4293. 800-380-4293. Call now and receive free shipping. 800-380-4293. 800-380-4293.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, it's in here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to visit the listener map. Add yourself to it. Over 900 of our listeners have already done so. Go to map.freetalklive.com. Enter your location, your name, photo of yourself if you like, even a phrase to go along with your entry at map.freetalklive.com. It's neat. You get to see who else around the world is listening to Free Talk Live and maybe who else next door. It doesn't really map your house, okay? You don't have to type in your address.
It goes not that close to my house.
No, it goes by postal code.
Yeah.
Okay. So, map.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. It's a show about your calls. Let's talk to Under in Virginia. Under, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say thank both of you for what you're doing, as always.
No problem, Under. Was your brother's name Over?
Oh, please.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Wow.
That was a bomb.
Really,
I understand.
They must have really misspelled my name.
Now, what is your name?
Andre.
You know, I've suggested that the board operators start checking people's names, like asking for spellings, but they have yet to apparently actually start doing that. Anyway, Andre, what's on your mind?
I think the guy answering the phone does a great job. So.
He's a great guy. They're all great guys.
Anyhow, I wanted to say that it seems to me that the biggest complaint about people smoking is the fact that I have to breathe their secondhand smoke.
Well, why are you around them?
I have no choice but to be around secondhand smoke.
Please explain.
In that, I have to walk along the streets every day. And when you start your car, there are more noxious transmissions going into the atmosphere.
So, should we ban cars?
I think if you want to pass legislation which bans cigarettes, you better pass legislation which bans cars.
There you go.
Cars put way far more noxious transmissions into the air. So do airplanes. They do my secondhand smoke.
So you're just kind of you're not really being serious. You're just saying.
No, I'm saying, hey, I unfortunately, at the age of 11, way back in 1985, I succumbed to peer pressure, and hence I began smoking. And I began swiping cartons of cigarettes off the counter at 7-Eleven when I was 12 years old.
Man.
And I've been smoking, and I've been heavily addicted ever since. And
have you thought about that? Have you heard of the laser and the pills? It's the shot.
I've tried all that crap.
You've had the shot?
I haven't had any shot.
I got to tell you, man, my former lady, she had that shot. It cost $350. And it was really amazing for her. I mean, if you're ready to quit, then it'll really help you because it totally negates all of the physical addiction that you have.
It seems to me that she had ascertained the physical addiction to nicotine, whereas I believe I am addicted to the simple oral fixation.
Usually it's all wrapped up together, Andre. You know, you've got a bit of nicotine addiction going. A lot of people are all about that oral fixation.
Right. Well, I do believe I have the latter. And with the nicotine gum, all I do is take chunks out of the side of my mouth. And
How old are you now? I missed that if you told me.
I'm 31 years old.
So you've been smoking since you were 12?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Actually, 11.
So. Do you believe that you'll ever beat it?
I try about once a week some other method to quit.
Mm-hmm. What has been the longest that you've gone for without smoking?
Probably about 2 or 3 years when I went to a military high school.
So why did you start after 2 or 3 years?
Because the military high school forced me to find another way to get my nicotine addiction, so I went to dipping and chewing instead of smoking.
Ah, I see. So you just replaced one habit for the other. I gotcha.
Right. So, I mean, anyhow, I have the unfortunate paradox of being here, no one held a gun to my head and said, hey, start smoking cigarettes.
Sure.
But in order to feel cool, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
I had to try and smoke this thing, which
at 11,
thrust in my face.
Did you feel cool back then?
I took one drag of this thing. They told me I wasn't inhaling properly, so I said, what do you mean? And they explained to me how to inhale properly. I put it to my mouth. I inhaled properly, quote unquote, and then I passed out. And then I woke up about 45 seconds later, and all of my quote unquote friends were applauding me and saying, all right, you did it, and I always felt it was cool.
Now you're cool. You've passed out.
Smoke after that.
Yeah.
So after that, I chose not to smoke menthol cigarettes, but yes, I was kind of addicted.
Well, I got to say, don't give up. I mean, don't tell yourself that you're never going to beat this, because, I mean, there have been plenty of people that have. It's just a matter of how badly you want to do it and how many, what sort of steps you're willing to go through. I firmly believe that anybody can beat this addiction. It's just a matter of...
I believe anyone can beat this addiction, too, but it really just... It makes me bristle when I hear these, and it's not even just you guys or anyone else who's national. It's people on the street day to day. I'm standing in front of my business establishment because the place at which I work will not allow people to smoke inside.
Right.
So once an hour, I'll step out front for about 4.5 minutes. I'll smoke a cigarette.
And, like millions of people do.
Right. The 2 or 3 customers who walk in, there might be, 60 to 90% of them who will give me a little as they walk into the store because they're so much more holier than me.
Yeah, I don't like that attitude.
However, they just drove their SUV up there with one person in it. This SUV is capable of moving 6 or 7 people. And when you start this SUV, it's putting more toxic emissions into the atmosphere.
Sure, but we're not going to get rid of cars anytime soon, and to do that would be absolute economic suicide.
I know we're not getting rid of cars.
I see the point you're making, Andre, and I appreciate it, and maybe you should just consider smoking out back. That way the annoying customers won't get to you. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. All right, so let's talk about the conservative reform game. From LouRockwell.com, Jacob Hornberger writes... Here we go again. The reform game. In the wake of the federal government's disastrous response to Hurricane Katrina, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff is unveiling reforms that will ensure that such federal disasters never happen again. Just more standard conservative reform claptrap. This is par for the course conservatism. Engage in the never-ending game of criticizing federal paternalistic programs for being inefficient or having waste, fraud, and abuse. And then calling for reform, always in the perpetual but futile quest to make such programs succeed. This is the conservative game. Another example of this standard conservative reform nonsense is a recent op-ed entitled The Junkets You Fund by noted conservative columnist Michelle Malkin, which appeared in the conservative newspaper The Washington Times. In her article, Malkin detailed millions of dollars of taxpayer-funded waste, fraud, and abuse in federal junkets, those nice spring break-style trips, as Malkin calls them, that congressmen and federal bureaucrats take at U.S. taxpayer expense. Well, guess what Malkin suggested needed to be done to solve the problem? You got it.
Reform.
Reform. Just cut out the waste, fraud, and abuse from these federal junkets. Why, even Malkin shows us where to start. Just more standard conservative reform claptrap. Conservative think tanks love the reform game because they know that by calling only for reform rather than elimination of government programs and government paternalism, a steady and perpetual stream of donor money is guaranteed to flow into the organization. We'll talk more about how the conservative movement really works coming up. This is what it's all about, man. Which 800-259-9231, it is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version. You get them both for free on our website. Two sizes to fit everybody at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. Jacob Hornberger is revealing the conservative reform game. This is what it's all about, man. Which
this is so interesting.
This is how it works in the conservative circles. Basically, what happens is conservative think tanks love the reform game because they know that by calling only for reform rather than elimination of government paternalism, a steady and perpetual stream of donor money is guaranteed to flow into the organization. You name the think tank, Heritage Foundation, there's a variety of conservative ones. I don't know what they all are, but they're out there. Donor-funded studies, then it calls for reform. Then again, they have more donor-funded studies and more calls for reform. The game is never-ending because the paternalistic program never goes out of existence and therefore is always subject to being reformed. no matter how many times it's been reformed in the past. Because as you and I well know, Manwich, government doesn't work. And it doesn't matter what...
Even if you reform it.
Right. It doesn't matter what your reforms are, and it doesn't matter who you put in charge of it. Which, of course, it's their old game, saying, well, if you just put us in charge, if you just put George Bush in,
yep,
then everything will just start working.
Pick the red team, pick the blue team.
Right.
They're going to screw it up.
At the risk of belaboring the obvious, says Mr. Hornberger, if the paternalistic program were abolished, there would be no more need for studies or for calls for reform, and therefore no more need for solicitation of donations to fund more studies and more calls for reform. And so donations continue to stream into conservative organizations from well-heeled conservative donors who hope to see the fulfillment of their lifelong dream before they die. Just one paternalistic federal program that has actually been reformed, that doesn't have any more waste.
What is paternalistic? What is he saying? Mommy government?
Yeah, mommy government.
Okay.
Like paternalistic meaning daddy and mommy taking care of you, that sort of thing. That doesn't have any more waste, fraud, and abuse, and that actually works. When it comes to reform of paternalistic programs, hope springs eternal within conservatives. It's also as if conservatives have a battered spouse syndrome relationship with the federal government, which might well be described as their daddy god, given the paternalistic, even godlike role that conservatives have relinquished to it. Oh, it's true that our federal daddy god has failed us once again with Hurricane Katrina, just as he failed us on 9/11, and just as he's failed us in Iraq, but we can't lose faith. Our daddy god loves us, means well, and takes care of us. Especially with retirement, health care, education, grants, subsidies, loans, and protection from the terrorists. He'll be nicer, more responsible, and more competent next time. We just have to keep worshiping and believing.
Sacrificing virgins.
And reforming. Is it any wonder that conservatives get so upset when somebody has the audacity to criticize the federal government or its paternalistic programs, either at home or abroad? Why, in the mind of the conservative, such criticism constitutes disrespect, even blasphemy. Their federal daddy god just needs a bit of reform, that's all.
Mm.
We've actually heard this this indignance on the part of so-called conservatives on our show when we've come out and labeled the Bush administration as a big government administration.
Right, absolutely.
When we have come out and attacked...
It freaks them out.
And when we've come out and told the truth about the fact that these so-called Republicans and conservatives are in there spending money like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, they love it.
They love to tax you just like the Democrats do. But, whoa, listen to that sort of talk? As Mr. Hornberger points out, they treat it like blasphemy. How dare you? I'm a small government conservative and I support the Republicans. Well, no. You can't be small government and support the Republicans. It's just impossible. They're not small government. If you could point to some numbers that show that they are,
yeah.
I'll eat my words, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, show me something.
In fact, I've got something from the Advocates for Self-Government that's got the numbers in it that show that it is indeed a big government group of Republicans.
Absolutely.
Government.
You have to be blind to believe otherwise.
You're not paying attention.
Some mindless zombie that listens to Rush Limbaugh every day to believe otherwise.
Right. When we tell you that George Bush has never vetoed a bill, we're not making that up. And you can't be a small government conservative and never veto a bill in this Washington, D.C. I suppose that if every bill was coming through was to reduce the size of government, then it would be possible. But that's not happening. Every bill coming through D.C. is making government bigger. Government paternalism is one of the things, of course, that distinguishes libertarians from both conservatives and liberals. Unlike conservatives and liberals, libertarians don't worship the federal government. And we don't want it taking care of us. Unlike conservatives and liberals, we believe that the federal government has no more business taking care of people who suffer natural disasters than it does taking care of people who are elderly, sick, poor, or terrified. Unlike conservatives and liberals, we libertarians believe in ourselves, in others, in freedom, and the free market. That's why we have no interest in reforming paternalistic daddy god programs. We just want them to end, along with the thousands of departments and agencies that administer them, and the ever-burdensome taxes that fund them. That's what we want.
And that's a great article.
Yeah, that's Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation. That's why we're so drastically different from everyone else, Manwich. Everyone else, especially in the talk radio world.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's one of the real challenges the Libertarian Party has. They don't want power. which makes it difficult to win elections.
That's true.
You know, because the...
difficult to find candidates.
The red team and the blue team that's sitting in Washington now, they want power more than anything else on the planet. They want it more than breath itself. They want to control your actions and stick their hands in your wallets.
Because they know what's right.
Yeah, they're smarter than you are.
And even if I could say I knew it was right, for instance, I have some suggestions that I make to you as far as how you should run your life, but the difference between me and them is I'll only make suggestions. Save your money. Don't drink. Okay? Suggestions. I would never pass a law to control other people's behavior, which is exactly what they want to do. 800-259-9231. Since I brought it up, we'll give you the statistics on how big a government this George Bush administration is. Coming up, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. And you can still sneak your call in, 800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Your car coughing, sputtering, riding rough? Think your service center has one magic machine that checks everything? Oh no, one size doesn't fit all. When I come back, I'll give you the scope. The scoop. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Just like in a doctor's office, different diagnostic tools are used for different symptoms in service centers. A scope performs an EKG on your car's electrical system and checks engine functions as it runs, just like a patient on a treadmill. A scanner, on the other hand, talks with car's onboard computers and sensors, like getting a patient history. But if your car has new noises, hard steering, bumpy ride, or vibrating brakes, you don't need a machine test. You need a doctor. A qualified, experienced technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. You can still sneak your call in, 1-800-259-9231. We also want you to visit us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, the bulletin board system, the wiki, the updates, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners. It's all for free. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, we do have the AMP program. Advertise, Market, and Promote is what that stands for. AMP. freetalklive.com is where you need to go to learn more about it. You'll find out that you'll get access as an amplifier. That's what we call our people that are voluntarily contributing. As an amplifier, you'll get access to the amplifier-only call-in line. You'll get access to the amplifier-only forum. Also, the amplifier classic archives. That's right. Amplifiers get access to old, really old shows of Free Talk Live. We're going back. We're talking 3 years back.
Yeah, it started for the first one, and now with how many are available?
Lots. Well, actually, we only make six available at a time.
But which ones are they?
The ones from December of 2002, as a matter of fact.
That's about the time I get kicked off the show.
That's
I got fired.
You're about to get taken off the show, as a matter of fact. Yes.
I got
so
fired.
You'll be able to hear all that at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, when we reach the goal, when we reach our goal in the AMP program, we will reduce commercial time by 25%, which is pretty cool. All right. So, Manwich, let me get into this this issue here with the Advocates for Self-Government, which, by the way, we're going to be having the advocates on our show. Coming
up,
we're going to be having the president of the Advocates for Self-Government, Ms. Sharon Harris. I believe she's going to be coming on two nights from tonight. They actually promoted us in their biweekly newsletter that they have. Anyway, from Bill Winter in the Advocates for Self-Government's newsletter, it's fair to say that Libertarian Congressman Ron Paul is no fan of George Bush's proposed 2007 budget. In his weekly column Straight Talk, Congressman Paul notes that Bush wants to increase federal spending to a staggering $2.77 trillion, a sum that is four times larger than the Reagan-era budgets of the early 1980s.
Wow.
But it gets worse. Congressman Paul writes that with a 7% rate of growth, federal spending will double in just 14 years. Once, it took 100 years to double the federal budget. Federal spending has grown twice as fast under Bush than Clinton, averaging 6 and 7% increases compared to 3 and 4% increases of the 1990s. The biggest increases in federal spending under Bush are actually not related to the war on terror or homeland security. Education spending, for example, grew a whopping 137% between 2001 and 2005. The administration will ask for at least $120 billion in so-called off-budget funds for Iraq and Afghanistan over the next year, perpetuating the deception that war spending somehow doesn't count towards the budget deficit. Why is the federal budget so enormous? Congressman Paul answers that question. Quote, neither political party wants to address the fundamental yet unspoken issues inherent in any budget proposal. What is the proper role for government in our society? I don't think the Democrats or the Republicans are answering that one. Are these ever-growing entitlement and military expenditures really consistent with a free country? Do the proposed expenditures and the resulting taxes make us more free or less free? These are the kinds of questions that the American people should ask, even if Congress lacks the courage to apply any principles whatsoever to the budget process. Unfortunately for us, Manwich, the American people are asleep at the wheel.
Afraid so.
The American people are too busy with their own lives to be asking questions or even paying attention to what's going on in Washington, D.C. And I wish it wasn't that way, but they're so busy paying taxes, they don't have time to do anything beyond work and sleep. And maybe drink a few beers or smoke a joint at night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we got our work cut out for us. There's no doubt about it. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show. Amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.